deployed to face them. It's the third day of demonstrations after Iranian authorities acknowledged shooting down a passenger plane by accident. AP's Aria Shackley reports.
Iranian demonstrators defied a heavy police presence and chanted against the Iranian Revolutionary Guard. The Iranian demonstrators are protesting their country's days of denials that it shot down a Ukrainian passenger plane carrying 176 people. The plane crash early Wednesday killed everyone on board, mostly Iranians and Iranian Canadians. After initially pointing to a technical failure and insisting the armed forces were not to blame, authorities on Saturday admitted accidentally shooting it down in the face of mounting evidence and accusations by Western leaders. I'm Zaria Shakli.
Experts are warning a volcano in the Philippines could erupt and are calling for evacuations. Reuters' Libby Hogan reports.
On Sunday, ash blasted into the air, followed by rumbling and tremors at the Taal volcano, 70 kilometers south of the Philippines' capital, Manila. But these plumes of ash could quickly turn into something more dangerous. Authorities have raised the danger level to 4 out of 5, with thousands of residents being evacuated from nearby towns. The plume of ash has drifted into the capital, forcing cancellation of flights and closure of schools and government work. Authorities have also warned of the risk that an eruption could cause a tsunami.
That is Reuters' Libby Hogan reporting. Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan says talks between Libya's warring parties and Moscow are going positively. Turkey and Russia, which back opposing sides in the conflict, are urging them to sign a binding truce to end a 9-month-old war and pave the way for a settlement. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. As the U.S. House of Representatives prepares to send impeachment charges to the Senate, U.S. President Donald Trump is suggesting the case should be dismissed. AP Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
The president says there shouldn't even be a trial, that the Senate should simply dismiss the case. He'd earlier said almost the opposite, while suggesting his own ideas for trial witnesses. The idea of throwing out the charges is unusual and unlikely. There's not enough support in the GOP-led Senate to actually do it. It's also unclear if Republicans will block new witnesses Democrats are insisting be called.
It's about a fair trial.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi telling ABC's This Week senators thinking about voting for or against witnesses will have to be accountable.
Now the ball is in their court to either do that or pay a price.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
As firefighters continue to battle Australia's bushfires, military personnel are searching for dead animals on Kangaroo Island. Reuters' Laurie Anthony has more.
Australia's bushfires have left up to 1 billion animals dead or at risk in the aftermath. Military personnel from both Australia and New Zealand began the cleanup of dead animals, recovering carcasses from what has previously been a wildlife-rich tourist attraction. Major Tony Purdy of the Australia Defence Force said the job, though difficult, was a vital one.
To be honest, it's never a good thing to come across deceased wildlife, such as koalas and kangaroos.
Fire services are still working to strengthen containment lines ahead of worsening weather conditions that are expected to exacerbate the fires further.
That's Reuters' Lauren Anthony. Queen Elizabeth has summoned her grandson, Prince Harry, for a crisis meeting to discuss further arrangements for him and his wife, Meghan, following the couple's announcement that they want to step back from royal duties. Reuters' Emer McCarthy reports.
A Buckingham Palace source told Reuters that Harry's father, Prince Charles, and his brother, Prince William, will also attend the meeting, due to take place on Monday at the Queen's Sandringham estate. Meghan will try to join via telephone from Canada, where she's currently staying with the couple's baby son, Archie. Monday's meeting will be the first time the senior royals have met in person to discuss the concerns raised by Harry and Meghan. The palace source said it remained the Queen's aim to find a resolution to the crisis in days rather than weeks, but it would require complex and thoughtful discussions, and any agreement would take time to be implemented.
That is Reuters' Emer McCarthy reporting. Well, the Oscar nominations came out today. The supervillain story Joker topped all films with 11 nominations. 3 other films received 10. The 92nd Academy Awards will take place February 9th in Los Angeles. For more on any of today's stories, please go to voanews.com. I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.
This is Border Crossings, radio's number one request out.